Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. In our 8 o'clock hour, as always, we're in the garden. Anything you'd like to know or any question you'd like to ask about your landscaping, irrigation, outdoor lighting, trimming, fertilizing, edging, mowing, planting, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We've got the entire staff here. We've got all the engineers in place, our call screeners in place, and we're broadcasting live from the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show. It's going on today and tomorrow. Today's 10 to 6 and tomorrow's 10 to 5, and we are at the Arizona State Fairgrounds. That's the Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show. So if you've got something you'd like to get done, give us a ring and ask us, or get on down here and take a look through all the vendors that are out here on display today and tomorrow.
And sitting here in this big asphalt parking lot, it sure, when we went to the Surprise Stadium baseball game, how nice was that parking on that big lawn? And sitting here on this hot asphalt sure makes you want to plant something.
Oh, nice segue.
You like that?
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Well, it's time. You know, it's starting to warm up a little bit, but the mornings and evenings are beautiful, and this is actually the kind of weather that most of the plants that we landscape with and plant here with really thrive in. You know, they don't do much in the cooler weather or the cold weather, so this is a great time, and of course, this is when we really realize we would like some shade in our yards, in our backyard, on, you know, maybe a place to sit under. And we're kind of in between. Last week was Arbor Day. A lot of stuff went on about Arbor Day. We got Mother's Day and Father's Day coming up, so lots of good reasons to plant something. So it's just time. It's always time to plant something. I mean, you can never you're always too late to plant a tree, because you're not going to get any shade from it for a little while anyway. So you're always a little behind the power curve, so we really encourage folks to analyze their yard, get out there, make sure you know what you're trying to achieve. I think that, you know, if you're starting over from a standpoint of a home, you're redoing the landscape or whatever, you know, talk to some folks, make sure that it's the right tree at the right, in the right place at the right time. You know, we don't want to plant an oak that's going to get 40 feet across in the side yard between you and your neighbor that's only 10 feet wide. So make sure you've got the right specs and you know how big it's going to get. We see lots of people plant things, you know, they're little palm trees in particular, it seems like they're little cute little things when they're little, and then they get 40 feet tall and people are trying to get rid of them, and you know, it's expensive to get rid of a tree too. So make sure it's the right tree in the right place. That's where going to your local nursery or landscape professional really pays off.
And we've been talking about Arbor Month all month long. It's different in every state, which is something I didn't realize.
Yes.
And it was in Arizona last Friday, and down at the state capitol, there was the Arizona Community Tree Council, the Forestry Division, and Ms. Cheryl Gore, the Arizona Nursery Association. Y'all had, as I understand, had quite a display.
Yeah, for the first time ever, we had 15 trees, 24-inch box trees there, representing each county in Arizona, reminding people that it was Arbor Week. Arbor Day here is the last Friday in April. And so we had a tree for each county. You could go down there.
And was it a different tree per county? You didn't end up with like two mesquites or two ponderosas for Greenlee and Apache counties?
Nope, we had one tree appropriate for that county. And just back to what Jay said, it talked about the hardiness zone, where it lives, how it does, how large it gets, because that really is a reason. We want you to plant a tree that you're going to have for a very long time.
And y'all also planted two at the Capitol.
We did. We're still working on Wesley Boland, trying to get, as Jay said, more shade in Wesley Boland Plaza. Lots of events there. So we planted two oaks right there up on a grassy knoll. They'll be absolutely beautiful when they grow up and give a little more shade to the plaza.
They really have done a lot down at that Capitol. I know y'all have helped a lot with that as well.
They really have. A lot of the associations came together for the centennial, and we did a lot of cleanup down there, new gravel, some new planting, changed some things around, tried to give it a little facelift as well for our state centennial.
And the Arizona Nursery Association, you know, listeners may not be familiar with that, but by now they're definitely familiar with the campaign of Plant Something.
I sure hope so. We've had those billboards up all spring. So if you've seen do something shady, do something dirty, that is our Plant Something campaign. Get out there. We're trying to talk about the health, benefits of getting out there and planting something, moving and doing something great for you, your house, your yard. It's all one in planting and gardening.
And I know we've been talking trees a lot starting off this segment, but that goes for shrubs, as you just mentioned, garden, and today's topic, lawns. We're at that transition stage of our ride to our Bermudan. I think we're getting our listeners trained, because we got a lot of people asking this week, and it happened to be what our tip was. So the timing is perfect.
Right. You should be lowering the mowing height on your, if you planted a winter ryegrass lawn last fall, you've had a beautiful green lawn all winter, but with the warmer weather approaching, you've either had to increase the water to keep it looking really good, or it has started to stress out a little bit. And now is the time to start forcing that winter lawn out of existence. And probably the best way to do that is just step by step, lower your mower down every week for the next few weeks. Hopefully you've already maybe started that a little bit. Don't increase the water. We don't really encourage people turning the water off. That will work, but that also stresses the Bermuda grass that's trying to come back from underneath as well. The best thing really is to remove the canopy of the ryegrass so it's not shading that underlying hybrid Bermuda or Bermuda grass lawn any longer, so the Bermuda can start to get sunlight and grow. So by lowering mowing heights, getting that winter lawn pretty well scalped down. I did this myself for the third time last night, took it down one more notch, and it's almost like you're scalping, but not quite. And that'll be the final mowing height. And it's brown. The lawn is pretty much brown when you're done doing that.
And trimming that low, you may need to sharpen your blades after that. you end up with a little dirt scalp here and there.
Yeah, of course, if you've got sharp blades to begin with, it makes that process a whole lot easier, of course. So obviously maintaining your mower. This would probably be a good time to get that mower in after you've done that, because you won't probably need to mow for a week or two after you've done that. But I'll still water now, but I won't kick it into summer watering. Probably about half of what I would mow or water this summer. That will really kind of stress that ryegrass out. It'll still be enough water to get the Bermuda to start to come out. And then as soon as it starts to green up a bit, hit it with the fertilizer, kick the water in, and you should be good to go. Another good thing to do, and it's time to do it now, as the Bermuda starts to actively grow, is dethatching. We have people that seem to want to dethatch all the time. Really, now is when you want to dethatch. When Bermuda is actively growing is when it's best dethatched. And what dethatching is just going in, and it's just like if you went out there with a heavy rake and just raked all that underlying dead material that's laying down underneath the blades of your grass and getting it out. That'll also let sunlight and oxygen and water to get in there to those, and let sunlight warm up those Bermuda grass roots and get that thing kicked in.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation or have questions about your landscape garden, we're going to go to Roland and Gilbert. And as we do, any kind of vegetable that we're late for?
You can still do things like eggplant and okra, maybe squash and melons. There's some, I call them a little more exotic things. There's a plant called Malabar spinach that loves the hot weather. It's a vining. It's not really a true spinach, but you use it like spinach. That loves the heat.
Does it
sweet
taste like
sweet
spinach?
Potatoes. It's a little slimier than spinach.
Oh, all right.
I don't know how to describe it. It's not bad.
You don't eat it cooked by itself.
It's better probably with cooked up with a little onion and bacon, you know. But as far as, you know, planting things in the garden, you know, those would be your, of course, you know, it's late for tomatoes and peppers, but still do some eggplant, okra, Malabar spinach, basil, some of the herbs, hot weather herbs, are okay to do as well. So your tomatoes should be just cranking right now. They should be blooming and setting fruit and growing like crazy. Make sure you're keeping the stuff you planted in February and March well fertilized, up the water as it gets warmer, so that it just keeps growing really fast. You don't want it to slow down and start to harden off. You want to keep that flush new growth coming, those blooms coming. We will get into where, you know, people will start having some problems maybe with pollination if their tomatoes aren't setting. You know, sometimes it helps them to use a tomato set We've already had one case of blossom end rot on tomatoes where the bottom of the tomato turns black. That's a calcium deficiency. There is a little spray you can use for that as well. So those are a couple of little problems that will start coming up.
And I'm going to remind everybody, it is a family show. It may not be on your radar screen, but today is National Garden in the Nude Day. So we'd appreciate it that if you're participating and celebrating in that particular holiday, we would only ask you to cover up before you call us.
Yeah, we don't want to imagine that. I just can't imagine the copious amounts of sunscreen that must be sold on National Garden
in the Nude Day. Now, I want to know who commemorated that, huh? Who signed that one into an official holiday?
You know it's not an Arizona-born event because it would have been much earlier in the year. And no one that gardens cactus is ever going to do that in the nude.
Well, there are a lot of things. You don't want mesquites and acacias and bougainvilleas and roses.
Go
and
trim your Texas ebony.
Yeah.
Woo, baby.
Hello.
This event was, I'm thinking far northeast or northwest.
Somebody in Connecticut.
Yeah. a lot of shade canopy.
They're finally getting their first, 60-degree day they can go outside.
So we're going to ask you, if you are participating in that event, to at least pick a fig leaf, cover up a little bit, and then give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.
We had Carol write in earlier, speaking of gardening, and organics come up a lot. And she been spending a lot of time putting her garden together, put in this... a nice container garden. She did the Mel's mix with the square foot garden, and she is just really struggling with her insect control. She's got her leaves coming up, they're getting chewed up, eat up, but she doesn't want to put anything on there that's going to she's worried about poisoning the food source. Well, so she wants to know what are the organic options, and I'm glad you asked, Carol, because you've heard us talking about Bonide the last couple weeks, and they've got Captain Jack's, get this, dead bug brew.
Right.
They come up with some very interesting names. They have fun, I think, in their creative department. But it's a completely organic. It's a dust or a liquid, so it can come ready to use or ready to spray. And you can put it right on. It works two ways. It'll kill on contact or when they come back and eat it. So it's not like you have to worry about being out there and applying it, which a lot of times organics, you've got to go out there and physically basically squish them in a lot of these applications. But Bonide's Captain Jack dead bug brew, completely organic, go right onto your gardens, or if you've got berries, flowers, vines, an orchard, you can get it in Tucson at Harlow Gardens and Flagstaff, Warner's Nursery, or if you're in Mesa, Treeland Nursery. Bonide's Captain Jack's dead bug brew.